Would like to read from John chapter 4. I encourage you to look at the Bibles that are there on the pews if you don't have your own Bible. I'd like to read from John chapter 4, beginning with verse 31 and reading through verse 35. John chapter 4, verses 31 through 35. Before we begin to endeavor to study from God's holy word, I would ask that you please join your hearts together with me in another moment of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for the privilege that we have of living in this great land in which we live. We pray that You would help us to realize how wonderfully blessed we are, both in the material world and in the spiritual world. We thank You for all the natural blessings of life. We thank You, Lord, for providing all the food, clothing, and shelter, and all the natural blessings that we have, and far beyond our needs. You've blessed us, Lord, abundantly. We thank You for that. We pray also that Thou would help us to realize how wonderfully blessed we are to be able to come together with our brothers and sisters in Christ to sing songs of praise and to worship Thee in the study of Thy holy word. And we pray that Thou would help us, that we would all be doers of Thy word and not hearers only. Lord, we pray that You would help us, that we might minister to other people, that You would help us to serve others, that You would help us not to seek our own needs and our own things, but to seek the needs of others and help them as we try to help them. Lord, help us to do it in the right spirit and for the right purpose. We pray, Lord, that Thou would help us to always remember that inasmuch as we have done it unto one of the least of these our brethren, we have done it unto Thee. So help us to remember to be kind and loving one to another. We beg You, Lord, to bless all of Your people this day. Bless every congregation wherever they are assembled together in Thy name this day. Bless every preacher to preach the word, and bless Thy people to hear the word of God. We pray that You would bless us here this morning, that You would loose my tongue, give me a ready turn of thought. Bless me to preach Thy word to Thy name's honor and glory, to the edification of Thy people, and to the good of Thy cause and kingdom in the earth. We pray now that You would bless all those who stand in special need of Thy help. We know that You're the great physician. We know that Thou hast all power, and we ask Thee, Lord, to bless those who are sick. We know that You're able to touch and heal no matter what the problems are. We ask You especially to bless Brother Richie, that You would strengthen his body. Bless Brother Bud and Sister Ruth as they care for him. Bless Brother Ken Drayton and all the others that are on our prayer list. Bless each and every one. And we ask You to bless the families who are having trouble, that You would bind them back together with Thy love, and that Your Spirit would be manifest abundantly in their homes. Bless husbands to love their wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it. Bless wives to love their husbands. Bless parents to love their children. Bless children to honor their parents. Pray that You would bless every family here. We thank You again, Lord, for blessing Brother Carthel and Sister Janice with 50 years of marriage. We pray that You would continue to be with them. Thank You for the great light that they are in our community. And we pray that Your Spirit would continue to radiate from each of their lives, and all the members of their family, bless them. We pray in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I'd like to read now from John chapter 4, beginning in verse 31, reading through verse 35. The Word of God says, "In the meanwhile, His disciples prayed Him, saying, 'Master, eat.'" That is, they had brought Jesus some food, and they said, "Master, eat." But He said unto them, "I have meat to eat that ye know not of." Therefore said the disciples one to another, "Hath any man brought him aught to eat?" Has somebody else already brought him something to eat? Verse 34, Jesus says unto them, "My meat is to do the will of Him that sent me, and to finish His work. Say not ye therefore, 'There are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest.' Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest." I want us to primarily think about the words of Jesus in verse 34. Whenever they were trying to give Him meat, Jesus says, my meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish His work. Jesus says, "There's something more important in my life than even eating." Have you ever heard somebody say that, "I would rather," and you can just fill in the blank, But there are some things that we would rather do than eat when we're hungry. Some people say, well, you know, I'd rather fish than to eat when I'm hungry. Or I'd rather, we all have different things that we enjoy doing, but there are some things that we would rather do than to eat when we are hungry. And Jesus right here says, there's something that I would rather do. There's a goal, there's an objective, there's a joy in my life, there's something even better than eating. And that is, he says, the one thing that is my meat, my goal, and my joy, the one thing that brings more pleasure to me than anything else, my meat is to, what was his meat? What was his desire? What was his goal? What was his objective? What was the one thing that was most important? It was to do the will of my Father. And to, what was the last expression in that verse? And to finish his work. Now that was the desire of Jesus. He says, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me. Now what was the work that Jesus had to do while he was here on this earth? What was the will of the Father? What were the things that God sent Jesus down into this world? What was the thing, what were some of the things that the works that God the Father sent God the Son down into the earth to do? Well, there were a lot of different works. One of the things is that Jesus came here. A part of his work was to set an example for you and me in how to live. And he set an absolutely perfect example. He resisted the devil every time that the devil came and tempted him. It didn't matter how or in what way the devil tempted him. Jesus did the will of the Father by resisting the devil. And by Jesus resisting the devil, he gave me an example. He showed me how to resist the devil. He showed me how to live an absolutely perfect life. Now, I don't do that, and I fall short. But I want you to know if I can begin to feel what Jesus felt. When Jesus says, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me, that ought to be the same desire of my heart, is to do my Father's will. I want to please my Father. Have you ever seen a child that really wanted to please their father? I mentioned the young man that said he cut his hair so he did it for me. Well, you know, that pleased me. I doubt that the rest of my life I'll forget that little boy talking about he cut his hair. And there's another young man here that last week, he got his hair cut to please me. I'll tell you, brethren, that is what we ought to want to do, is to please those that we love. And the one that we ought to love and all should be loving more than anyone else is God our Father. The first and great commandment is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. Now, if I love God, I want to please him. Do you think I want to please you? Those of you who are in this congregation, do I want to please you? Yes, I do. I want to be your friend. I want you to like me. I want to please you. And the more we love each other, the more we want to please each other. The most wonderful thing of all is to be able to please my Father, my God, which is in heaven. The Word of God says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Do you really want to please the Father? Did Jesus really want to please the Father? Was Jesus' desire to please the Father, was it more important than him eating every day? Even when he was hungry, was his desire to do the will of the Father? He says, my meat, my desire, my joy is to do the will of my Father. So one of the works of Jesus was to set an example for us while we live. Another work of Jesus was to minister to people, wasn't it? All during the life of Jesus Christ, don't you see him going from one person to another, from one place to another, helping people, ministering to people? He says in Matthew 20:28, Jesus says, the Son of Man came not. He says, I came. That's where did he come from? Where did Jesus come from? When he was, did Jesus have his beginning when he was born of the Virgin Mary? Is that when Jesus started being real? Oh, that's not when he began. When did Jesus have his beginning? You go all the way back to the beginning of this world. Was he there? Was Jesus there in the beginning of the world? Yes, he was there in the beginning of the world. The Word of God says, in the beginning of this world was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And without Him, without that Word, was not anything made that was made. And that Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus was back there. Jesus created the heavens and the earth, even in the creation of man. Here's what the Scripture says in Genesis 1:26. The Scripture says, God said, let us make man in our image. Well, who is the plural pronoun? Let us make man in our image. Who is that? It's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. So Jesus, when did His work begin? Oh, it began before even the before the foundation. I've been talking about the creation. It began before the foundation of the world. Because the Word of God says that we were chosen in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the world. Now, Jesus is eternal, and His work is eternal. And it began before the foundation of the world, and it was there in creation, and all the way through the Old Testament. You see the work of Jesus. Was Jesus there all the way through the Old Testament? Jesus now. Jesus, yes. The Word of God tells us in the New Testament about that rock that followed the children of Israel in the wilderness. Do you remember that rock that followed the children of Israel in the wilderness? That spiritual rock, the Word of God says, that spiritual rock that followed them was Christ Jesus. Was Jesus with the children of Israel back there in the wilderness? Yes, He was. All the way through the Scriptures, you see Jesus working, don't you? But then you see Him born of the Virgin Mary, and you see Him working here, setting a literal example for how we should live day by day, resisting the devil, serving other people. He says, I came not to be ministered unto, but to what? You know which one I would rather do? You know what my flesh would rather have? Would you rather somebody serve you or you serve somebody else? Just be honest. Listen, you and I have two natures. Does everybody understand that? We have two natures. Every born-again child of God has two natures. We still have that flesh. And there's a part of me that would rather be served than to serve. My flesh is that way. But there's a part of me that would rather serve others than to be served myself. There's a part of me that knows what the Word of God is talking about when it says it is more blessed to give than to receive. There's a part of me that knows the joy that's found in doing for others instead of having others do for me. And that's the way that Jesus set an example for us. This is the will of the Father for Jesus. This is what Jesus loved to do, was to minister to other people. That was part of His work. He said, I came. Do you think Jesus would rather eat or go heal somebody? Which one you think was more important to Jesus? Go heal somebody. You think Jesus would rather eat or go and teach somebody the Word of God and preach the Word of God? Which one would He rather do? He would rather preach and teach the Word of God than to eat when he was hungry. Do you have that kind of zeal, commitment, dedication, and love for God that you'd rather do the will of the Father than to eat when you're hungry? That's the way Jesus was, and that's the way we ought to be in our lives. He says, My meat is to do the will of Him that sent me. What's another work? We've talked about the work of resisting the devil and setting an example for us to live. Should you be setting an example for others? All of you parents and grandparents, should you be setting an example for others? Yes, you should. We mentioned Brother Carthel and Sister Janice. You children, y'all had a good example, didn't you? A good example. Hey, if you had fallen short, and you know, we all fall short, but I'm telling you, they've got some good children. My son, who's here this morning, looked up to their son before I ever knew any of the rest of their family. Rusty Doubly was an example for other young men at Ware County High School. He was a man that lived a Christian life. And my son was a couple of 3 years younger than him, and he looked up to Rusty Dubberly because Rusty was a man that loved God and served God and was faithful to God. Well, why? Well, of course, it was because God worked a work in him, but it was also because Rusty had a good example to follow. His greatest example is Jesus Christ. But he also had parents that were setting an example for him. And every parent here, you and I have responsibilities to set an example. That's part of the will of the Father for us, is to set an example for other people. And part of the will of the Father for us, just like part of the will of the Father for Jesus, was to minister to other people. We have that responsibility. My meat, how much do you want it? You know, if I were to say, have you ever felt like, and I sometimes feel like this, well, I guess I've got to go to the nursing home. I really ought to go visit. Well, what's wrong with that? Okay, I need to go to the nursing home, don't I, Sister Nellie? And that's what you're talking about. Whether I want to or not, whether I feel like it or not, I better go because God told me to go. But when my heart's right, you know what I feel like? Oh, what a privilege it is to go and minister to God's people. Oh, what a blessing it is to go and to try to help my brothers and sisters in Christ, to encourage their soul, to get something for their body, to do anything I can to help them. My meat, Jesus said, my meat, the thing that makes me happier than eating, my meat is to do the will of my Father which is in heaven. Is that your Father's will that you visit, just like Jesus visited? Well, Jesus, the Scripture says in James 1:27, pure religion is to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. This afternoon there's going to be a singing at, the young people will be singing at Baptist Village. You know where all the young people better be this afternoon, ought to be this afternoon? You know where they will be if their desire is to do the will of the Father. If their desire is to please God, pure religion is to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. And you ought to look forward to it. Was Jesus looking forward to doing the will of the Father? Yes, he was. Now, Jesus not only looked forward to resisting the devil, setting an example for us and ministering to others, there was another work that Jesus did. Jesus says this. In Matthew 16:18, Jesus says, Upon this rock I will build my church. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Jesus had a work to do while he was here on this earth, didn't he? One of the works that he had to do, besides setting an example and ministering to others, one of the works he had to do was to build his church. Did you know we're still today in the church of Jesus Christ, in the true church, we're enjoying the blessings of God because Jesus established his church and said, upon this rock, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Did you know that as long as this world continues, there's going to be a body of people that love God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, and they love their Savior, and they want to put God first, and they're going to follow God's Word regardless of the world's way, regardless of what the world thinks. There are some people that want to do what God's Word says no matter what, and that's the Church of Jesus Christ. He says, I will build my church. Aren't you glad Jesus did what he came to do? He finished his work, see? He finished his work. You know, there's one work I haven't mentioned about Jesus that was the most important work. Now, he came to do all these other things, but listen, waiting, helping those sick people and setting an example for us and building his church, all that has to do with things right here in time. But Jesus did something that forever affected eternity. Do you know why his name's called Jesus? The angel told Joseph, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Jesus says, I came down from heaven not to do mine own will. Now what did the text say in John 4:34? What did the text say? The text says, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me. And John 6:38, Jesus says, he says, I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is my Father's will, that of all which he hath given me,
I should lose nothing but raise it up again in the last day. I'll tell you, Jesus Christ, when He hung on the cross of Calvary, when He hung there, He died and He saved His people from their sins. He didn't try to save. He didn't offer to save. He saved His people from their sins. That's the reason His name is Jesus. It means Savior. Not that He's going to try to save or offer to save, but He accomplished what He came to do. I'm glad to know that Jesus, you know, Jesus says, my meat is to do the will of Him that sent me. My meat, my desire is to do the will of Him that sent me. And He was in the Garden of Gethsemane and He faced the cross of Calvary. You remember that while He was there, and do you remember what? Remember how He prayed as He sweat, as it were, great drops of blood? Do you remember as He prayed, He said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. What did He say His meat was? His meat was to do the will of the Father. You know what our will, our desire, our meat should be is to do the will of the Father. And so it is that Jesus in His prayer in John 17, now before He ever went to the cross of Calvary, He made this statement. He said, my meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and to, what was the last expression there in John 4:34? And to finish what? And to finish His work. Finish the work He gave me to do. I want to finish at work. Any of you ever seen anybody that halfway did a job? Oh, my daddy would, I don't know of anything that ever made him madder than for me to halfway do a job. It's a, you, when I give you a job to do, you do it and you do the best you can and you better finish the work. It's important that we finish what we start. It's important that we finish what we start. God's given us a work to do. Do you all know that you have a work to do just like Jesus had works to do while He was here on this earth? Do you know you have works to do while you're here? And you need to finish those works. And you can't finish those works without having that same kind of feeling that Jesus did. My meat, my desire is to finish the work that He gave me to do. My desire is to do the will of the Father and to finish His work. And I don't believe that most children of God ever finished the work God gave them to do while they were here. Everybody follow what I'm saying? I believe that most children of God, here's how Jesus expresses it. In Luke 9:62, Jesus says this. Jesus says, no man, having put his hand to the plow. Now, brethren, that's starting to work in the Lord's kingdom, isn't it? No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the what? For the kingdom of God. No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back. You know what causes us to look back? It's when our number one desire and goal and objective stops being to do the will of my Father. As long as I concentrate on my meat is to do the will of my Father. My desire is to please my Father. My desire is to finish the work He gave me to do. And my children are grown. Is that an important work for all of you who still have children at home? Is that an important work for you? Those of you who have children at home, is that an important work for you? Is that a work, a specific work God's given for you to do? Yes, it is. To work to raise those children. But even though my children are grown, my responsibility towards trying to control and guide those children is not over. Did you know that? Marty, have I given up on you? Ever stop? Long as I live, I'll always try to keep trying to guide them in the right way. Keep trying to teach them. Melissa and Bree and my grandchildren. You think I've just said, okay, well, they're their parents' children. They're not, oh no, they're their parents' children. And I'm telling you, I have a responsibility as a grandfather to teach my children, to instruct my grandchildren, to guide them, to work with them. Oh, it's a great work, isn't it? Working with those children and grandchildren. It's a marvelous work. It's an important work. Don't neglect that work. And do not neglect the work that God has given you in His house. Has God given you a work in the house this morning, in the house of God this morning? To be here was a work, wasn't it, for some of you? It was a job to get here. It was a job to get out of bed and come to God's house. That's a work. That's what laboring is. Now, after you keep doing it, you reach a point where you say, like David did, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
That's when you begin to feel like Jesus did, and when he said, my meat is to do the will of the Father. I look forward to going to the house of God. I look forward to worshiping God. I look forward to singing praises to God. I look forward to studying God's Word. All of that ought to be the desire of our heart, is to do the will of our Father and to finish his work. Did the Apostle Paul finish the work God gave him to do? And we know Jesus finished his work, don't we? In his prayer in John 17, he says, I have finished the work that thou hast given me to do. But that wasn't the main work he was talking about there, because he hadn't gone to the cross of Calvary. Do you understand that? John 17 is when he was still in the Garden of Gethsemane and he was praying, and yet he had finished a work. At that point in his life, he had finished a work, a lot of other works that God had given him to do. But then when he hung on the cross of Calvary in John 19, verse 30, as he's dying on the cross of Calvary, he said, three words he said, is what? It is finished. What had he done? What did he say in the early part of his ministry? My meat, my desire, my goal, my objective, my love. The thing I love more than eating is to do the will of my Father. And to finish his work. So he did. He finished his work. And I need to finish my work, and you need to finish your work. You know, some people say, well, God's not going to take me out of this world until I finish what he's got for me to do. Well, that's not true. Most of God's children die, and they never finish the work God gave them to do. But I do believe that God has me and you still alive to do some work. Brother Bud, and you and Sister Ruth got some work to do, haven't you? And he's got you here. He's got Sister Ruth retired unexpectedly, but it was all the hand of God guiding and directing, providing. He knew what was ahead, knew what they needed. So God's going to provide for them all the way through. There's a work right there for them to do. There's a work for us to do to help them while they're doing their work. There's a work for all of us to do to help each other with the work that we do. Isn't it a blessing to be a part of the church, of a church that loves the Lord and wants to do the Lord's work, and know that and understand that part of the Lord's work is for us to work with each other and help each other along life's journey? The Apostle Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. And then what? What was the second thing he really said? I have finished my course. See, remember what he said? I have finished my course. May God help us this morning to realize you have a work to do in serving God, just like Jesus had a work to do in serving his Father. May God help you to do your work at home, in the church, in the community, and everywhere you go, you have a work to do. May God help you to finish that work. Is my prayer for Christ's sake.